This is Infidel One. Offending Coyote Down. Offending Coyote Down. Roger that.
Welcome to Trapping Radio. We're proud, organic, free-range, wild fur farmers of North America.
Let me tell you a little story about how I was raised. Every day work, every day pray. Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel. I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my trip till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one.
Now let's cover our sponsors. They do a lot to help support Trapping Radio. So I'm asking you guys out there and gals to help support our sponsors as they keep Trapping Radio on the air. First sponsors, Oki Cable and Trap Supply. Jeb's the owner of this. He's out of Oklahoma. Super guy. You'll not meet anybody nicer. It's somebody you're going to want to deal with. You can reach him at oktrapsupply.com. You can give Jeb a call at 918-429-4648. Not only does he do Trap Supply guys, he's a fur buyer, so if you're around the Oklahoma or surrounding states, give him a call with your fur. When you need stuff, give him a call and he'll get it out to you as soon as he can. Our second sponsor is F&T Fur Harvesters Trading Post. Everything you need for trapping, hunting with hounds, and predator calling. Guys, if you're into trapping fur, hunting fur, chasing fur with dogs, you're not going to be able to think of hardly anything that you can't get from F&T. You can reach them at fntpost.com. You can also give them a call at 989-727-8727. Whatever you want, F&T's got. Wildlife Control Supplies, proven solutions for wildlife control, delivering value, expertise, and products to the wildlife individual. If you're in the ADC business, control business, even fur trapping, you need to look at these guys' website, top-notch company. Have everything you would want, even the odd stuff that ADC guys are looking for. You can reach them at wildlifecontrolsupplies.com. You can give them a call at 877-684-7262. International number is 860-844-0101. If you're a wildlife control professional, you need to have Wildlife Control Supplies as one of your favorites on your computer or your phone, because when you come across something that you need specialized equipment, Alan will get it right out to you. Now let's go trapping.
See, I'm a flag flying, Bible toting son of a gun. Yeah, I'm hell on the heart, just a rebel on the run. Scared, don't know it, fear, don't feel it. The truth is the light, sometimes you gotta fight. Good beats bad, right beats wrong. I'm a barroom preacher and this is my song. I'm climbing for the top, representing for the country. I'm the people's champ, right out to deer camp. Shotgun toter, Republican voter. Hank Jr. supporter, let's protect our border. To hell with anyone who don't believe in the USA. Cause this is what I say. I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to Trapping Across America. My name is Chip Davis and I'm sitting in with you tonight as guest host for Trapper Radio. And I am ecstatic to be hosting this show. This is the Christmas episode, and I am just so delighted to be here with you. And I think we've got an awesome, awesome show lined up for you. So before we even get any further, I would love to wish each and every one of you a huge Merry Christmas from myself and my family, from Clint and his family, and from all of the contributors to Trapping Radio, Tim and Jeff, and all the guys who have a part in bringing you these shows. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and we are delighted to be here and to host this show. And it is, I am just so looking forward to this. I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks now. And incidentally, I looked back, I was with you last week on the Trapper Radio show last week. And I looked back, this will be my third year in a row that I've happened to host the Christmas episode. The first 2 years were somewhat by chance. It was not planned that I hosted those, but this year was a little different. I actually asked Clint if I could host this show because I had some ideas and some thoughts that I thought would put together for a really, really cool show, and I am pumped up to bring those to you. Before we get too far into the show, I want to thank our sponsors again. Here again, I like to play the old sponsor intro. Give these guys a shot as you're buying trapping supplies and products. These are the good guys in trapping. I think I mentioned on last week's shows there were a couple of sponsors but just because that little recording is old, I like to start the show with it when I host. But we've added a couple since then. Jeff Dunlap from Dunlap Lures, the death dealer himself. Results matter. Dunlap Lures, they make great products, super, super good lures. Give them a try. You won't be disappointed. And also, Alan from Funky Trap Tags and Supplies has joined the list of sponsors for Trapper Radio, and he is a super, super fine guy, a jam-up, stand-up guy. You can absolutely trust what he says. He has tons of inventory. He's got anything you could imagine, traps, supplies, lure baits, you name it. Alan's probably got it. Excellent shipping. Gets off into some other avenues that for you guys that shop a little different kind of ways for trapping supplies, like Walmart Bonanza and Amazon and those sort of things. He's all over those venues, and you can find Alan there. So give Alan at Funky Trap Tags and Supplies a shot at your business too. We're just gonna jump straight off into the show, guys and girls. And again, I this is one of my favorite things I have a chance to do, is to host this show. And so we're gonna go for it tonight. It's raining outside again. It seems like it's been raining here for 3 months, so I'm not sure if the audio is coming across as clearly as it normally would, but we're gonna move right away because it is Christmas time, and I wanna talk a lot about what that means to me, and I'm gonna kinda title the show Christmas Gifts. And so we're gonna talk a lot about that. Well, Christmas to me is about a lot of things. It's certainly about a time of giving and giving gifts and exchanging gifts and that sort of thing. But it's also a time of remembrance and thanksgiving to me, too. It's a great time to be thankful and thankful for all the blessings that you have. And remembering traditions, golly, I've talked about a lot of those, the couple of Christmas shows I've done previous and different things that have happened, different traditions that I've done with my family. And so it's just a great time of the year to kind of reflect on things and, you know, that's happened throughout your life. And everybody's a little bit different, but it's a pretty neat and unique time that obviously only rolls around once a year. So it's a great time to give thanks and to be thankful for all we have. And in that vein, I'd also like to thank on behalf of all of us, because I'm just like you guys, I'm a listener to Trapper Radio, and I think we all owe a big, huge thanks, I know I do, to Clint Locklear for creating Trapper Radio. It's super, super great information. We're up to 300 and some odd episodes. It won't be long before we're hitting the 400 mark. It is amazing how much information is out there, how far that's advanced my trap line on different things, the knowledge base that has increased for me personally. I think there are thousands upon thousands of people that would echo that. And Clint, we all collectively thank you for what you've done here. I know for a fact it's changed my trapping. It's changed my thinking. It's even changed my approach to life, really. I think I've listened to every single episode that's been out there. And we thank you so much for creating this platform and also sharing it with folks like myself to kind of host the show, and so it's really cool. Well, speaking of Clint, Clint has a couple of new products out. One I want to speak of real quickly that's just catching the world on fire is a brand new product called Coyote Claymore. Coyote Claymore is really a premix bait lure, gland lure solution, and I have had a firsthand experience to know what this does because I use these three ingredients and have for a long, long time. So I guess the ingredients of this product are not brand new. So what I mean by that, and normally I wouldn't tell you what's in a lure maker's, nor would I know what's in a lure maker's product, but this one is no secret because Coyote Claymore consists of Boss Dog, which is a coyote lure. It consists of Federales, which is a coyote bait, and it also consists of Coyote Booty Call, which is a coyote gland lure. All three of those are made by Predator Control Group, or Clint's. And they, in that combination, are my all-time go-to coyote baits and lures. For a long time, especially in the early days, I knew it was good stuff, but I had a little learning curve of how much of each to use. You know, how much booty call do I put in, which is the gland lure, with the bait, which is the Federales, with this Boss Dog, which is a lure. I didn't exactly know, and I figured it out, and then on top of that is how much volume of the whole mix do I use? Well, Clint takes care of all of that. All those questions are answered. It's pre-mixed in the exact mixture that you need. Same product, same three ingredients, but it's already pre-mixed in precisely the right amounts of each one, and it even comes with its own measuring spoon that, incidentally, you'll get about 50 sets out of a jar of Coyote Claymore if you use that measuring spoon that it comes with. That's all that's required. This stuff will last, depending on your environment and your conditions and how much sunlight or how much rain you get, this stuff will last a long, long time in a set. You can certainly get 10 to 14 days out of a set with this and it still be effective and functional and still attracting coyotes to it. I've seen that personally firsthand. That's been my experience with it over the years, and there has been just some huge successes. Folks are seeing how easy that this premix makes it. So this stuff has been flying off the shelves. I know there's been several reorders and from big wholesalers and different things like that. So look for that product. You may want to add that to your arsenal. It just makes life a lot simpler. If you're setting a handful of traps, it's actually quite a bit cheaper too than buying all three of those ingredients separately. You get a huge savings there by buying that one premix product. So something you want to look at, and something that brand new that Clint's got out. This stuff has only been out for a week or two. So you may want to check it out. I'm telling you, there will be lots and lots of coyotes caught on this product. Christmas time is also a time of giving. We all know that, especially right now. Just as this show airs, I believe we will be 3 days away from Christmas Day. So it's right on top of us. So I've got a couple of last minute gift ideas for some of you guys who are like me and procrastinate. Here's the bad news. It's time to order something off the internet, order something from any of the trapping websites, have it delivered with the postal service or UPS. It's just about too late. Matter of fact, you'll hear this on Friday night if you're one of the first ones to hear it, or maybe even later. And by the time you hear this, it will be too late to get it to your door, a regular product. But there are still a couple of options that I want to run over real quick and tell you about. The first one is Clint's product, howtotrapit.com. He's actually got this on a website. And so how to trap it. What this is, Clint in his lifetime has produced 21 trapping videos. Everything you can think of, from raccoons to otters to coyotes to bobcats to you name it. Multiple volumes and different things, but 21 total videos. Now, if you were to buy these videos individually, and it is a ton of, just a treasure trove, a wealth of knowledge on these videos. I own most of them myself that I bought individually. If you went today and you bought all 21, you'd spend $766 on all those. You would have the video, and over time, you're probably, if you're like me, you're going to lose a video or two, or it's going to get misplaced, or you're going to go on a trapping trip somewhere and forget and leave it in somebody's DVR or something like that, and you're going to lose a few of them. But recently, Clint put all of those videos together. He created that new website, howtotrapit.com, and he charges $199 is all for access to every single one of those 21 videos forever. Nothing to lose. That's a $567 savings, if my math is right. That's huge, guys. I mean, that's unbelievably huge. You'll never lose the DVDs. They'll always be right there. If you have a last-minute gift to buy for a trapper, that sure would be a great one. What you'll get a password. Now, that password is only usable on one device, but you can certainly buy that and give that password to someone to use as a last-minute gift, and you can do that just at your fingertips, and you don't have to wait on the UPS man to deliver it. So it's a really, really, really cool option. So there you go. You know, I said Christmas time is also a time to be thankful, and it certainly, certainly is. I know I want to extend a huge thank you for our most successful year ever with Expand-A-Pan. Many of you know I own and run Expand-A-Pan along with Bailey, my oldest son, and we have had a phenomenal year, and it is because of guys just like you that listen to Trapping Radio that decided to try our products and decided to give us a chance, and our repeat business is through the roof. Folks, it seems like that try this almost invariably come back and buy more, and we do sell singles of our different pans that fit different size traps, and that's a lot of times what folks will try, and then almost invariably they'll come back and buy a dozen or two or three or five dozen of whatever they use, and we appreciate your business. We're genuinely, sincerely appreciative of that. That means the world to us that guys have put that much faith into us, and we got a few new products coming down the pipe too. We added, actually, in the line of last minute gifts, we did add a gift certificate to our website. If you look at our website, which is www.expandapantraps.com, you can go to our products page, and right at the top of our products page, there's a new selection for gift certificates, and we've got different denominations that you can buy. So there's another last minute. You don't have to wait on the Postal Service or UPS man to buy a trapping gift for someone if you still have that on your list with a couple of days left to go. The last thing I want to say as far as our business and Expand-A-Pan is we're doing quite a bit of overhaul with our website, and now there's a section that you can actually create an account. And we encourage you to do that because we're going to be letting folks know of special offers. When they create an account, we'll have a way to communicate with you. We're not going to bombard you with emails and solicitations and that sort of thing. But as we have specials come available that could save you some money, or as we have new products available, that'll be a great way to kind of get in touch with our customer base. And so we encourage you when you order to set up an account, and that way we can stay in touch with you periodically as we move further. Well, guys, lots of get-togethers this time of the year, and I've been to quite a few already and different things. So I thought it would be a pretty neat deal to play a Christmas game on Trapper Radio. And as I wet my whistle here a little bit, I'm already getting dry mouth. Everybody pretty much has been to seen a lot of these things, the Dirty Santas and the different things that the fun little games that are played. So I thought it'd be a neat idea to play a game with the listeners of Trapper Radio tonight. Christmas is in 3 days, and so let me preface this by, this is going to be a game. This is not really going to happen in real life, okay? Only a game. What I'm about to tell you is only a game. So here's our game. Just because you tuned in and you listen, a game only now, okay? That's the last time I'm going to say it, just so long as everybody knows this is a game and not something that's going to really happen. Because you tuned in tonight to the Christmas edition with me hosting you for Trapper Radio 2018, every listener here tonight to tonight's show is going to get us a Christmas gift from all of us at Trapper Radio, a brand spanking new trapping rig, trapping vehicle. It can be anything you want. Okay? Did anybody hear me say this is not really going to happen? Just play along here. This is our game. Okay, just kind of use your imagination. You know, there's a few folks that are still trapping off foot. That's okay, but you still had to get to your trap line one way or another. So just close your eyes and imagine whatever you want. Imagine that we would provide you with a brand new trapping vehicle, whatever you want. It can be a four-wheeler. You like four-wheelers? You trap off a four-wheeler? That's okay. Here you go. Here's the keys to a brand new four-wheeler. A lot of guys who are going to side-by-sides are really, really nice, offer a lot of functionality on the trap line. You want a new side-by-side? Here you go. Here's your keys. You pick it out. Is it going to be a Polaris Ranger, a Rhino, a Honda, forget what they call those, any of them. Pick it out. Whatever color, it doesn't matter. It can be red. It can be camouflaged. I trap out of a little mini truck. I love that thing. It's got a... it's basically a side-by-side with a heater and an air conditioner and a radio in it. So I love it. You want a mini truck? Here you go. Here's the keys right here. We're passing them out. What about the guys that says, wait a minute, I want a 2019 Chevrolet pickup to trap out of, brand new, 0 miles. Okay, here you go. Here's the keys. Catch them. They're coming your way. There you go. All right, but there's one catch to this game. One little caveat. If you take this, then it's the only vehicle you'll ever be allowed to use for the rest of your life. It's free, but it's the only one you can ever trap out of. It's the only one you can ever travel in. It's the only vehicle you can ever have or ever drive or ever ride in for the rest of your life. Might kind of change things a little bit, so... Here is the question of the night, okay? What will you do with your gift? What will you do with it? Okay, you just got a brand new trapping rig that we completely gave you free of charge. We just tossed you the keys across my desk here, and you caught them. You understand the one rule, it's the only one you're ever gonna have. So how would you take care of it? You know, what would you do? Would you change oil in it real regular? Nobody says you have to. Nobody says you have to even accept the gift. You can say, hey, no, I just kind of like my old beat up truck that I trap out of, and I think I'll just keep it. And that's fine. You don't have to even accept the gift, you know? There's other guys that say, hey, yeah, I sure would love it. New four-wheeler, you know, toss those keys on over here. I'll take it. You know, what would you do next year? Would you change oil in it? You know, if it had a flat, would you fix a flat? Would you maybe wash it when it gets nasty on the trap line? Nobody says you got to. Nobody says that you don't have to. You know, you can just completely your choice. Would you keep it working in working order and functional? Here again, all those things. We're just playing a game here. Just kind of exercise your mind a little bit. What kind of things would you do to keep that brand new trapping rig, you know, on the trap line and working for you? Well, the matter of fact, and this part is not a game, is we've all been given some pretty awesome gifts. And as I was thinking about this show, I'd kind of like to run through a few of them and ask you the same question at the end of these is, what will you do with your gift? Because there's some pretty important lessons here. And you know, we may get off of trapping a little bit, but trapping is going to weave in and out of every single bit of this. So you see, there's all these gifts stem from one basic fact that we were all given life itself. And there's different stages of life, all of us, every single listener, the scores of thousands of different folks who are listening to this show, we all are facing different things. You know, I just remember throughout my life, there's so many different, you know, stages of things I focused on that were my concerns at the time. Some of them were no longer, because I remember in high school, all I wanted is just to get out of school where I can go trap. You know, I trapped before high school, but had a great mentor and guy to teach me. I fell in love with a sport. That's all I wanted to do. I couldn't wait to get out in the afternoon so I could go reset what I'd caught the morning before, because I didn't have time to do all that in the mornings. Then the next morning, I couldn't wait to get up and go run my trap line. I couldn't wait to get out at Christmas time where I could trap like I really wanted to and not have to worry about school. I remember in college, I remember one day, and I think I was a senior at Mississippi State. I remember sitting there at a little bitty kitchen table I had, which was junk, but it served the purpose. And I remember sitting there just thinking, I can't wait to get out of this place and get a job. And now I think back and how great I had it then. And you know, different stages in your life, you just evolve to different things. The last several days, we've actually done Christmas with my mom, who I don't get a chance to spend as much time with as I would like to. But we're starting to see some aging things that a lot of guys are already going through. This is kind of a new thing for me and new challenges in life as we see some dementia issues start, and it's just kind of sad. And you just see different progressions with folks that you love and you care for. And so all of us face kind of different challenges and different things as we go through life. But the one constant is life keeps changing. The question is, what will we do with it? You know, we've got lots of choices. We can be positive, we can be negative, we can be in the between. We can face those challenges or we can choose not to. You know, it's your choice. The purpose of this show is not at all to tell you what to do, but just to kind of define some things that I think that we're all at different times going through and that we're all faced with. So we all have some basic and similar gifts, I think, that we've been given. If we're breathing air in and blowing it out and have the ability to listen to this podcast, and I think there's a few of these that we all have in common. So the first of these is health. Now, this doesn't say that we're all healthy, but it does. What I am saying is we all have at least sufficient enough health that we're sitting down or riding or standing up and we're listening to this radio podcast about trapping. So that's one gift that we're given, because at least we're here. I mean, things could be worse. Now, guys, how many of you have been to a trapping convention lately and looked around at us? Now, I want to tell you real quick, I am preaching to the choir. I am not getting on to anybody, because I fall certainly into this category and I fall into a lot of these other categories that I want to go down the list of here. There's actually four gifts that we've been given that I kind of want to cover. And the first of these gifts is our health, at least a basic form of health. But guys, we ain't the healthiest looking folks in the world. Go to any trapping convention anywhere, and it looks like instead of a trapping convention, we need to rename it. All of us are about to have a heart attack club. We're all overweight. We're all out of shape. And not all of us. You understand what I'm saying. But the large majority of us. I'm the same way. I'm in the same boat. You know, I really need to, you know, put a little thought into that and a little time and say, I really kind of need to lose a few pounds here, because it's not healthy for me to carry this gut around. I need to do a little bit more exercise than I'm doing. You know, I'd probably be a little bit more efficient on my coyote line if I could move around a little more freely like I did just a, you know, a short few, 4 or 5 years ago. I think we all kind of probably look at our own self and say, hey, we've been given a gift here of health. So my question to you is, what are we going to do with it? What are you going to do with yours? You're going to continue like I have for a long, long time and just kind of get bigger and bigger and more lethargic and more lethargic? Or are you going to get out there and you're going to you maybe shed a few pounds, maybe, you know, kick some bad habits that we've got, you know, start a little exercise regimen, maybe get in a little bit better shape. We don't all have to go look like Arnold Schwarzenegger muscled up, and we don't all have to go be marathon runners by any stretch, but I think it helps us all to get outside, breathe a little fresh air, maybe walk maybe you can't walk a mile. Maybe you can start off by walking 100 yards today. Maybe you build that up next week to walking a couple of hundred yards to a quarter mile. Maybe even push that out to a half mile. you know, I would encourage you to do that. I'm certainly not here saying that you have to at all, but I'm just saying we all have the gift of a basic amount of health right now. It's our choice. What are you going to do with yours? I'm going to wet my whistle again, and I'm going to get to the second gift that we all have. So, I think that we're all blessed with the gift of memories and experiences. This is really a big one. It's something that just kind of happened real recent to me. So, this is not just based on opportunities that we have in life. It's not just based on education or wealth or you know what kind of opportunities you've had. It's also based a bunch and mostly on pure grit and determination. How bad do you want it? Do you want to go on an out-of-state trapping trip? Make it happen. You want to just run a bigger trap line on what you're already doing? You can make that happen. You've got to roll up your sleeves and you got to do it, but you've got to make that happen. What happens as a result of those things? You want to go hunting. You know, this does not necessarily mean, we may have folks listening from, you know, Wyoming or Montana, but I live in Mississippi, so this doesn't mean that you have to go to Wyoming or Montana and shoot the biggest elk in the world. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I can make a memory. I can have experiences and make memories right here in my own backyard. You know, I can go, you don't even have to go deer hunting, shoot a squirrel, you know, get somebody with a bird dog, go point a covey of birds, go live, get outside, go do something, go trapping. You know, never caught, that's something that I've kind of wanted to do. We've got very few mink or muskrats. We're starting to see a few muskrats around on the place that I live now. I'm going to catch a few rats this year. Never done it. It's going to be a brand new experience. It's something I want to do because I want to make new experiences. You know, I've got some that I treasure. I know Carl, who's commonly on Trapper Radio, he was here recently, just last weekend, actually, and he came to hunt, and he brought his family, and our family and his family are good friends, and so it rained the whole entire weekend. We didn't get a chance to hunt, and that was okay. We made memories. We made new experiences. It was the first time that Carl had actually got a chance to be here at my new place. We rode around, and it looked at what we're doing here, and got some strategies trying to grow some turkeys and some different things because we've got a common passion in turkey hunting and that sort of thing. And as we were talking and just kind of hanging out for the whole weekend, at some point in time, I made the comments. We were just kind of reliving life experiences and life stories. I said, I tell you, I honestly feel like I've lived the life of four men. And where that comes from is I've always been quick to get out there, quick to go do stuff. You know, this can be in other areas besides just recreation. I got out of school and I came back and I started farming. That's what I did most of my career. I farmed, but I also worked as an EMT. I took an EMT class and I absolutely loved that science and that branch of work and loved my time there. It's kind of a younger man's game and I outgrew that, but I absolutely cherish those times. So, you know, after that, we've farmed for a while. I'm back in Expandapan now, brand new business adventure. I've also got a construction company that we do stuff. I really have fun doing there. So I've had so many different things. I love to turkey hunt, trying to shoot a turkey in every state and gone all over the nation and had all kind of experiences at every turn. Love to trap. You know, it's something I've loved to do since I was a kid and continue to. That's still one of my passions in life is to see a big old coyote flopping when I turn the corner. And it is just, I have chills up my spine every single time I see that. So just so many things that I honestly feel like that I've lived way more than one lifetime. And I'm still a young man. But I just absolutely treasure those memories and those experiences. And of course, experiences go with learning because every single one of those that I mentioned in my own personal life, I had to learn how to do them. And so, you know, we all have that chance to increase our learning and not at all saying that you should do what I did. You should do what you want to do and you should learn what you want to learn and you should continually strive to create more experiences for yourself and develop more memories that you can, because that's really where the true wealth is when you get a chance to sit around and tell those stories and relive those memories and tell it just like it was yesterday, and with that fire, that determination, because you can see it unfolding in your mind and the folks that you met and the things that you did. It's just cool. We all have got opportunities to gain experiences and make memories. What will you do with it? It's the question of the night. You've got the gift of memories, the gift of experiences. What are you going to do with yours? I told you it was four gifts, I think, that we've all received. And it seems like a good spot to stop and wet my whistle in between each four. So let's go what I'm going to do on before number three. Excuse me. Number three, I titled Partners and Friends. You know, most all of us have the gift of at least some degree of friendships with others. You know, these can be buddies or acquaintances or business partners even, or, you know, for and many times younger people, significant others or spouses, boyfriend, girlfriends, or your spouse, you know, your husband or your wife, depending on where you are in life. And these are all very important on how you choose them, especially if you're the younger guys out there. Be real careful of how you choose these, because they'll literally make you into the person that you're gonna be. You know, they'll shape your very life. They truly will. I've heard the quote numerous times, which I think many people have, but I find it to be true. And the quote is, "You are the sum of your three closest friends." You know, you look at the strengths and your weaknesses of the three closest friends you have, whether that's your wife or your buddies or whomever that is, and that's pretty much who you're going to evolve to be. So you can have control over that by wisely choosing. This is really for the younger guys and even for the older guys too. You know, as we meet new people and become friends with other people, just kind of be, you know where you want to go, and you know who you're meeting, and you know what kind of people you're hanging out with. And so just choose your friends wisely. I'm certainly not telling you who or how to choose your friends, but just be aware of the fact that you're likely going to become kind of the combination of the closest friends and buddies you got. So, you know, if you are maybe a little bit older or you're married or whatever, hey, this is Christmas time. We're on trap lines, you know. Here's a little tip for you. Take that .22 rifle, look up in the air instead of down the tracks, down on the ground all the time, and find that mistletoe. Shoot you a little clump of that mistletoe, take it home and tie it up. See what happens. It could be a good thing. So there you go. I actually have not done that this season, but I'm going to take my own advice, and I think I do know where it's a mistletoe up on top of a tree, and I may have to take a .22 and shoot it down, because this is Christmas time, and that could be a really, really fun thing to do. So there you go. I would just offer the advice to, you know, many times these folks, especially your spouses and that sort of thing, you know, they're going to be your partners forever. You know, tip to the younger guys, don't go into this lightly. Think really, really hard about it. These are your partners, you know. So as you treat your partners and your friends this Christmas time, I mean, these are gifts to you. You know, these are things we honor. Are we doing things? I'm talking to myself. I'm not preaching. I'm talking to myself. Are we doing things that are going to help those relationships? Or are we doing things that are going to hinder those relationships? Me personally, is it really going to hurt me to just say, go do the dishes one night? Is it really going to hurt me to, hey, give my wife a break, go cook supper one night? Nah. That could be something really special that could grow that relationship. That could be a forever kind of thing that we'll always, you know, always treasure and always remember. So, you know, we all have those partners and those friends. This Christmas, they're a gift to us that's been given to us. What are you going to do with yours? Kind of makes you think a little bit, you know. And then that brings us to the fourth gift that I think that we all have, and that we've all been given. And that's kind of what guides us. That's our inner core of who we are. A lot of people say it's our, you know, moral or conscience guide. It's what kind of guides us and shapes us into the making these decisions. A lot of people say it's our spiritual life, or there's something bigger than we are, or something that actually is kind of responsible for us being who we are and the choices we make and all that. And certainly for me, it is Christmas, and Christmas is celebrated because this is going to be the day that's chosen to celebrate Christ's birth. And I'm not at all ashamed that I am a Christian and that I truly believe and I celebrate the meaning of the season. But you know, if it was just about Jesus being born as a little baby and that's where that ended, because that is the meaning of Christmas, is it's the time that Jesus was born, and we remember that, at least those of us in the Christian faith. But if that's where it was, that was all of it, it didn't go any further, then it'd be kind of almost a meaningless season. You know, it wouldn't be much of a reason to celebrate just another baby's birth. But the real story is that God himself wanted to spend eternity, the rest of time ever with us, even though we didn't deserve it, and there's no way that we can earn the right to be in what many of us call heaven with him. We couldn't get there on our own. So he gave us a gift. God himself gave us a gift of Jesus in the form of a baby, and he gave it to us at the time we celebrate as Christmas time. And God's only son would leave a perfect and blameless life for us to follow. The reason is so that later on, and this is the real meaning of Christmas, that he could give up or sacrifice his life that was lived perfect so that he could take on my sins and my weaknesses and your sins and your weaknesses, and that we could be forgiven. Because you see, that's the only way that we can be forever in eternity in heaven or with God, is through the forgiveness that was given to us as a gift. You know, this gift of forgiveness is offered to all of us, every single one of us, freely. But it's not automatic. You've got to accept it. Just like any gift you receive this Christmas, you've actually got to reach out your hands and you got to take the gift. If it's a shirt or if it's a bottle of Lure or whatever it is, and you got to unwrap it, then it becomes yours. It's under the tree. It's not yours till you take it. It's the same thing with the gift that God gave all of us at Christmas. You know, if you have any questions further about how to do this, or you're concerned about that, please contact me. I'd be absolutely honored to further explain how to get this free gift that God so much wanted all of us to have, and that gift being the forgiveness of our sins. So contact me. I'm all over, you know, internet. I've already told you where my website is. I'd be more than happy. The gift is free, guys. What are you going to do with it? Thank you so much for listening to the show and allowing me to host you. It's truly, truly an honor. Tight chains. Merry Christmas.
The man I'm talking about was not a Scrooge now. He was a kind, a decent, a mostly good man, generous to his family and upright in his dealings with other men, but he just did not believe in all of that incarnation stuff which the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just did not make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He could not swallow the Jesus story about God coming to earth as a man. He told his wife, "I'm truly sorry to distress you, but I'm just not going with you to church this Christmas Eve." He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather just stay home, but that he would wait up for them. So he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Now, shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier. Then he went back to his fireside chair, began to read his newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound, and then another, then yet another. At first, he thought somebody must be throwing snowballs against the living room window. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled out there miserably in the snow. They had been caught in the storm in a desperate search for shelter they had tried to fly through his large landscape window. That was what had been making the sound. Well, he couldn't let those poor creatures just lie there and freeze. So he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter. All he would have to do is direct the birds into that shelter. Quickly, he put on a coat and galoshes, and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn, and he opened the doors wide. And inside the barn, he turned on a light so the birds would know the way in. But the birds did not come in. So he figured that food would entice them. He went back into the house and fetched some breadcrumbs and sprinkled those on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway of the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs. The birds just continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He could not. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around them, waving his arms, but instead they scattered in every direction. Every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. And that's when he realized that they were afraid of him. They were afraid of him. To him, he reasoned, I'm a strange, terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them. But how? Any move he made tended to frighten them and confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. And he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird now, if I could be a bird and mingle with them and speak their language and tell them not to be afraid, then I could show them the way to the safe warm barn, but I would have to be one of them, wouldn't I? So they could see and hear and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears. Above the sounds of the wind, and he stood there listening to the bells. Adeste Fidelis, listening to the bells pealing the glad tidings of Christmas, and he sank to his knees in the snow. Paul Harvey, I hope for you and those you love, this will be a wonderfully merry Christmas.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. All night divine, was born.